Thank you for holding. Is this Jason?
Yes.
Hey, Jason. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you, John?
So far, so good. It's been a busy day. I understand you were speaking with Sharina. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. She wanted me to go over pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
No, not really. I just want to get to the pricing aspect
okay.
of it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely dive into the pricing with you. Give me 1 second. I'm going to send you the pricing page so you can see everything because it's a package deal. As a Google partner, we don't just slap you on the first page. I mean, we can if you want that package, but usually we try to make sure that you have, like, your website, all the bells and whistles you need in order to be as successful as possible with it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a website already?
No, I don't have any of that set up yet.
Okay. Let's see what I could do. Oh, you just started in June. Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Super
Thank
new.
You.
Yeah. You licensed, insured, and everything? You have all the proper paperwork together?
No, so working through Angie's List as a handyman and stuff, for that type of service, I don't need any bonding or insurance.
Okay. So, I mean, strictly. But, I mean, if you're taking on handyman jobs, you will need it.
Yeah. No, I plan on getting all that set up.
Okay. Let me see if I could still push this through. Give me 1 second here. Okay. So you are planning on getting it, though, at some point?
Yes.
Okay. And they said they'll still let us advance verify you. Okay. And then you say you're willing to travel up to 50 miles?
I'm not sure exactly what the radius is, but I work in, like, the Austin area and then all the surrounding cities around that. And Austin's pretty big. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, I'm very familiar. My dad lives out in San Antonio, but I got a lot of family out in Texas. We just happen to be based in Southern California, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All the Google headquarters are actually in California. They don't even have one in Texas.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had the Jersey number calling me, or 908 number, so I just automatically thought it was New Jersey, you know?
What? No. That's odd. Yeah, you have a 908 number. You're originally from New Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's why I'm new. That's why my business is new, and because when I moved down here, I just started doing my own thing, you know?
Gotcha. So you were doing it over there, though, before? Like, you have experience?
I was doing all that type of work, but I was always working under somebody, you know?
Gotcha. You didn't have your own business yet?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's glorious and tedious at the same time, you know? First year is like a lot of up and down, and then it starts to build up. You'll make a lot of investments, but this will definitely jumpstart you. I'll tell you that. It definitely helps if people know you exist, especially if you're new to the area. You didn't grow up in the area. It looks like you were contacted through Sharina's voice over internet system. So it gave you a local number based off of your number she was calling off of. Our actual line is the one that I texted you on, the 877-635-6225. That's our actual business phone number there, so it's very odd. But, yeah, I sent you the pricing page just to kind of shoot you straight on it. If we were to, you know, do this, we would want to have you on a platinum package where we're able to get your website built for you as well. Also do the popular directory submission for, like, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, and run a Facebook ad campaign, right? So it's an A to Z campaign. You shouldn't need anything else as far as online advertising is concerned when you have that platinum bundle. What I could do is I could reduce the price to our essential package price, which is our cheapest package. So I could reduce it to $299 month to month. That would be the best that I could do from a pricing standpoint.
Yeah, I just, I don't know if I'm willing to drop, like, you know, Angie's List, you know, to do this.
Well, why not?
So far, I've been like, super successful with it, and I'm already paying, like, $500 a month for them, you know, to get me all my leads.
We'll save you money and make it more, because you know how Angie's List gets their leads?
Through you? Through Google?
Google, yeah. Yeah, they're right there on the first page. If you just look up handyman in your area, or if you have your smartphone and just go to Google and type handyman, they pay
Google.
Yeah, it's Home Advisor by Angie. They pay Google like $7.5 million every month. They're one of the largest purchasers of Google advertising in the whole United States. And so they're just reselling the leads, though. That's the problem. When they get the lead, they sell the lead to like three or four of you guys, and they charge all of you, even though one of you is going to get the job. The other three are just getting stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But you're doing well with it, so obviously you're doing a good job of convincing them to go with you over the other guys that are getting the lead.
Yeah, I gotta admit, when I started up, probably the first two or three weeks were super dry, and then after that, it just picked up like wildfire. Now I'm like making double the amount I used to make at my old job. So.
Yeah. Not bad at all. But even better when you could just have them call you directly and not have to pay the lead fee for every single one of them. Far more people are going to call off the first page of Google, too, than they would actually, only a percentage of them go down and click on that Home Advisor by Angie's listing.
Yeah, that's the goal. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, at $299, not only will we be able to beat them out with having the first page placement on Google, but you're on the first page of Bing. We're building your .com website for you and hosting it, having that attached to your online listings. You got Facebook ads, which will generate some calls for you throughout the month, too. And then you have all the other online directories, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. There's about 60 of them. So it'll literally complete your whole online platform for about $10 a day. So, I mean, I'm not saying that you got to take my word for it, but it, literally, if you compare them side by side, and make the best decision for your business, it's not going to take you longer than a month or two to see the difference.
Okay. So
that'd be a no-brainer.
So with the amount that Angie's bringing me in, I mean, say I'm working like 20 hours a week. Hopefully with this, I could probably be working full-time, like 40 hours a week.
100%.
That's what I'm hoping for.
There's full-time businesses that have like all the directory submissions and they've done it on their own, you know, but they're not on the first page and they're still full-time businesses getting calls every single day. You know, you're not only having all of that, your bases covered, but you're on the first page as a top recommended option. So like, unless you're not answering your phone or like you're just a horrible human being, which I don't think you are, it's going to work. You'll do great. I mean, Home Advisor is, it's a lot harder to land jobs on that platform than when people are calling you directly. They've already seen your reviews, already seen you top recommended, Google verified. Like, by the time they call you, it's pretty much a done deal.
And, how would I go about changing the business name? Like, if I plan on changing it, I just call you guys directly and you guys can change that yourselves or?
Yeah.
Or I have access to it or how does it work?
You'll still have access to everything, too. There's an account dashboard and tracking system. It comes in the form of an app you could download to your phone. You could actually log in there and modify the campaign yourself, or you could request revisions, too, if you don't know how to, like, do it. You could just ask them to do it there from the customer service, or you could call in. We also have 24/7 customer service. I have, like, 80-year-old guys that have had roofing companies for, like, 30 years that do this, you know? And so it's like they're not tech savvy. Obviously, they weren't doing it for 30 years. Google was established in 96. But I mean, they've been roofing for 30 years. But they they use our services now. And they're not tech savvy. Like, they just call in and say, hey, can you change this on my website? And, you know, we go in there and say, okay, allow 24 hours. Hit refresh.
My question is, did they reach out to you guys for you guys to advertise them? Or did you guys reach out to them?
Yeah, we reach out to them every time. You have to qualify for the placement. We're not just throwing any business up there just because they want to be or willing to pay for it.
Wow. Okay. All right. So you said the pricing is, what is that again?
It'd be It'd be $299 for our platinum package bundle. You got that pricing page that I sent you?
Yeah, I see the essential says $299 set of fee and then $449 a month after.
No, no, no. Keep going down. That's the essential premiere.
Okay, so I see the platinum premiere is $1,098.
Yeah, that one's for 2 months combined. So it's only like $549. But I'm talking about a regular platinum. So keep going down. There's three more packages.
Okay,
they'll say local SEO plus Facebook ads.
Okay. Is it the $599 a month?
Yep, that's the one. It's the platinum package bundle. So that's the one I'm putting you on, but I'm reducing the monthly price to $299 in your service agreement. We'll have you sign off on that, and we'll have a hard copy, and you'll have a hard copy on file. So, and then you're not buying it to any kind of contract, and I'm waiving the setup fee. So you don't have to pay the setup fee either. I'm doing that to get your foot in the door. I know once your foot's in the door, it'll sell itself.
Mm-hmm.
So today it's $299 out the door, and then each month moving forward, it'll stay $299, but in your service agreement, you'll have platinum package and all of its contents. So we'll be your one-stop shop for everything, your website, Google, Bing, Facebook, you know, and then obviously our goal is to help you expand and grow your company to the point where maybe you get some more people or we're doing a lot bigger campaign in the future, you know, and then we're cemented together. You know, that's what we want to do, like become like an integral part for you. Mm-hmm.
And then can I ask you a question? What's the percentage of people that actually cancel this service?
Retention's really, really, really high, actually. Even the reason we had the listing become available wasn't even because of a cancellation. It was because the guy relocated. Sometimes people will use this for years until they, like, close their business.
Wow, that's good to hear.
Well, yeah, okay, I mean, if it's making you money, you know, if you spend a dollar and you make $10 back, why cancel it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I look at it as say with like Angie's. I mean, it's a hefty price, you know, $500 a month. But guess what? Sometimes I land a job that, you know, one job, one day will pay for itself already for the whole month.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. And we know that. That's why we're like, okay, let's go month to month, get his foot in the door. Once you see what we could do, now we're talking about months and months and months and months and months, however long you're running this business in this area. Or even having conversations about, you know, doing Google Ads and Google Guarantee campaigns and growing you to an even bigger area, you know? So that's what we like to do, you know? We understand that. We go, okay, let's start small, get this guy going.
Yeah, and then can we lock this rate in for like a year or 2 years, or how does that work?
We have prepay options, but the way I have it set up is like you'll pay $299 month to month as long as you're with us. So if you never, like, leave or anything, you're just with us month in and month out, it'll just be $299 one time per month, right? But we do have prepay options. So, like, if you wanted to do, like, a six-month prepay, I could do it for $1,300. That'll save you a pretty good amount of money. Hold on, let me go to the profile subscriptions.
I'll just do the month-to-month for now.
Okay. Yeah, I just throwing those out there, though. And then we have, like, a 12-month prepay option, too, and it's, like, $2,600. So it'll end up saving you like $1,000 over the course of the year, even with what we currently have you quoted at. So if you go month to month and then 6 months from now, you want to call me back and go, hey, let's pay for the year. We can lock it in. It'll end up saving you $1,000 over the course of the next year, you know? So
yeah, that's awesome.
Just some food for thought. All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile and I'm going to submit it to Google. When they receive the submission, they're going to send you a letter in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business. But what's the street address that I could send that to?
Like where my business or where I live, like is located.
Yeah, I don't have to display this address. It's literally just for us to send the postcard. We need the 5-digit number on the back of it when it comes in.
Okay, no problem. The street address is 901 New Meister Lane.
New Meister.
N-E-I-S-T-E-R.
New Meister. You said it's Lane? Oh, yeah, I found it here, Pflugerville. And then 78660.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Update. And then you want this hidden, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You were saying you were thinking about changing the business name? Do you want to do that now?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll bounce the business name off of you and see how you like it.
what were you thinking of doing? I'm going to see and make sure there's not like another one in this area too.
Mr. Fix Anything.
Mr. Fix Anything. Oh, there's Mr. Fix with a P in front of it. Let me see. 516.
Okay. I'll just do that.
Okay. Let me update this.
Because I know the plumbing guy, there's actually a business with that name based out of Houston, and they're actually insured and everything, so...
Yeah, this one's Pflugerville and nearby areas. It's Mr. Fix, but it's like with a PS, like Pflugerville.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the only one where it's like, okay, and then there's like a Mr. Handyman. There's Fix It Phil, but that's Texas. No, that's, he's got a 1-star rating. He's not even Google verified. Okay, that's not a problem.
So I'll do Mr. Fix Anything with an F.
Okay, I got you. All right, and then I'm going to put the dot on the Mr., so we'll go Mr. Fix, capitalize first.
Fix Anything.
Yeah, Fix Anything. We'll capitalize the F and the A. It just looks more professional that way. And then you're not an LLC or incorporated at all?
No, not yet. I'm planning on doing the LLC soon.
Good tool to have, for sure. I always tell my guys, if you can get the LLC, get it as soon as possible, because sometimes people are just crazy. Things are already broken, and they call you over and try to trap you. Oh, he broke it.
Yes.
You know, have that LLC, like, nice try.
Yes.
All right. And then what's your last name, Jason?
G-U-T-I-Y. Gutty?
G-U-T-I-Y. Okay. And you're the sole owner of the business?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Now, don't take offense to this, but you sound pretty young. How old are you?
29.
Oh, wow. We're like the same age. You sound like you're like 18, though. You're going to live forever. Okay. Yeah, you're born
1993? 94.
Oh, I'm 10/11/93. So I'm about to be 30 here in 2 months.
Yeah, and my wife just turned 30.
Oh, yeah, you're married, too. I'm about to celebrate my one-year anniversary, actually. I'm taking them to Hawaii on Monday, and then I come back on Thursday the 31st.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I got married in February, but I'm doing, like, a big wedding next year, like, in May. Yeah.
Weddings are a pain in the butt. I got lucky. We kind of did a smaller one. We drove out to Las Vegas, and we did, like, a smaller one. Yeah, and we had a small one. But my lady's not originally from here, so I told her, I was like, look, we can have a really big one, or you can, you know, do something smaller, and we could just go out there with just our close immediate family and knock it out, and then I can get your paperwork all lined up, because it's, like, $20,000 in legal fees that I'm paying. So... She was like, okay, yeah, I'll take that route. And I'm like, okay. So we're almost like halfway done with that already. We literally started working on her paperwork like a day after the wedding. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a process. But we got two baby boys too, so.
Congrats. Nice.
Yeah, it was kind of necessary. I didn't want to ever have a conversation with my boys one day like, hey, what happened to mom? I'm like, well... She got deported. So I was like, holy crap, I need to fix this, like, as soon as possible. I didn't even think about it, really, until I got to that point. Yeah. All right. I'm going to schedule a client interview with you. If I ever get off topic like that, you could always stop me. I'm a kind of a talker, so you'll learn that.
No problem.
Yeah. I'm like an open book. But I got to schedule a client interview. So, like, a client interview is where they're going to do, they're going to go over, like, all of your keywords, the services you provide, the service area that you cover. We're going to want to pick your brain on how you want the website to look, you know, get your domain purchased. We'll see if we can find, like, Mr. Fix Anything, tx.com, or maybe just MrFixAnything.com if that's available. But That's pretty much the gist of what that's about. So it usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes to complete a client interview, but they ask for an hour window in order to knock it out, just in case the call goes over or you have extra time. What's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
I'm working pretty much all day, but I should be free in the afternoon probably.
Heck, I mean, if you really want to knock things out, I mean, we could circle back with you at 5, like between 5 and 6 today.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. I like the sound of that. The quicker we knock out the client interview, the quicker we get things up and running, you know?
Yeah, the job that I'm working today, I'm just going to tell the guy, hey, like, because I'm coming back tomorrow, and I didn't get much done today. So I'm just going to tell him, hey, you know, don't worry about paying me for this day, you know? I'll be like, pay me for a couple of hours. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Is it a big project you're working on right now?
Yeah, I'm pretty much doing, like, full construction rebuild on this guy's house because I got flooded out.
Man. Yeah, it's kind of one of those hidden things, man. Our contractors tell us all the time. I get people calling in all the time when there's, like, really bad weather out there. Like, last year, they had snow out in Texas. It was crazy. And this guy's like, yeah, man, I'm going to make a killing. Hurry up, give me up. I'm like, chill. Doesn't work like that. Like, yeah, then I get people in, like, Louisiana. They're like, I hope another hurricane comes. I'm like, dude, you're sick.
Yeah.
They make a bunch of money off natural disasters, like especially like the tree companies. Those guys, they make so much money when like bad weather comes in.
They made a killing this last winter because we had a freeze and it was like freezing rain and all the trees got weighed down and all the trees fell over. Yeah, those guys were making a killing.
Yeah, they make a lot. Like all of a sudden you have these random surprises that come through. You'll see. I mean, if you're listing yourself in the handyman category, you're going to get all of a sudden the weather is just going to bring in a whole bunch of money. It's mucky and you got to, you know, get your feet wet, but it is what it is, you know? Yeah.
I'm literally planning on like getting a truck next week, like a long, like bed, pickup truck. I already got a chainsaw, so I'm ready.
You know, I do what I got to do. Yeah, that definitely works. I had a guy that just did stump grinding, and for the last, like, 3-4 months, he's already made 6 figures. Just stump grinding, though. Like, he doesn't get up in the trees or anything. So it's like it literally has to, like, fall over. Yeah, but he's just literally coming over there, like, just sticking it into his grinder and then leaving.
I'm a tree climber, so I don't mind climbing trees. I really
don't. That's the crazy thing, though. Usually a tree service, they do that. He's literally just grinding it, and he's making that kind of money. I was like, dang, there's plenty of business. Yeah, he does really well. He's like, yeah, just make sure that they know when you guys list me, I don't get up there. I don't have a chainsaw or anything. I literally just stick it in the grinder. You know, I'll get rid of it if they have logs or if they want to remove a stump. I was like, okay. All right, so I have the business profile created. Oh, for this client interview, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then I'm going to text you. Well, I mean, it's pretty soon. There's an automated message you're going to get 1 hour before.
Okay.
Which will be like in 20-30 minutes here. It'll remind you of your client interview at 5. But what's your email address where I could send you the invitation? And then I'll also send you a receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing since I'm putting you on the platinum for $299.
Okay, it's jguty@gmail.com.
Okay, first initial, last name, and then you just said at Gmail?
Yep.
Okay, let me go ahead and update. Okay, and this phone number, this is the only number you have right now?
Yeah, I mean, this is my Jersey number, and this is, you know, all my clients are already set up with this phone. But I plan on getting, like, a local number soon.
Okay. We do have, I just was verifying right now, too. We do have Google Voice. Have you ever heard of Google Voice before? It's like a tracking number?
No, I never heard of that.
Okay. So Google Voice, and I'm communicating with Caesar. Make sure I can get this to you. But what it'll do is it'll have, like, a different number, so it'll show up as a local number rather than you go buying, like, a whole nother phone or something, and then you keep all your contacts with your people in Jersey. So it'll show a local number on all your listings, and it'll be hooked up to the tracking system. So anytime somebody dials that, you know it came from one of your online listings that we created for you. But when they dial it, it'll come through to this phone number in real time. So it'll just auto-forward to this 908 line.
Okay.
Is that something you're interested in?
I guess.
Yeah. Here, I'll just leave it as an option, and then in the client interview, we can kind of solidify it. I'll give you some time to kind of think it over. Maybe they'll be able to kind of describe it a little bit better to you, too, because I'm messaging him right now. What was that?
Is there an extra cost for that?
No, I'm pretty sure they don't. I think it's just part of your G Suite. So let me just double check. I think I can just throw it in as a feature in your package. If not, I mean, I know G Suite, if you go to Google Workspace and you want to create it on your own, let me see. It's $6 a month, it says.
Okay.
Super cheap. Here, I'll just send you the link so that way you can create it on your own, and then, because I'm pretty sure they might pick like one of the $12 packages. It really just depends. So I'm going to shoot you a text real quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you my number too, actually, while I'm doing that. But yeah, if you click on that link, that's G Suite right there. So it has different plans. It could be 6, could be 12, could be 18. It just depends on what you want to do. Call tracking. Ooh, I think only the... Actually, I see what it is, though. The call tracking number is only for Business Plus. Okay.
I see Business Starter for 6.
Yeah, let me ask. Hold on. How much for call tracking number? Okay. They're the ones who are doing the client interview anyway, but I'm just going to ask them right now. That way I can get you a for sure answer on that. And then I'm going to send you my direct number. And then do you have a logo for, well, obviously you just changed the name to Mr. Fix Anything, so you don't have a logo yet. We can help you with that. But do you have photos of any jobs that you've done in the past, like before and after shots we could use for the website?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's also like the Facebook business profile, the Google business profile, Bing business profile. So we'll definitely need as many photos as you could send in. And continue to send them in as the new jobs come in.
Yeah.
I want to build that up. Let me see real quick. All right. Let's see. Did you get those text messages?
Yeah.
Okay. It's saying the one with my number hasn't been delivered yet. Do you have the one that says, hi, this is John? And it has my direct extension. Okay. All right. I'll be here to walk you through it, but we do have 24/7 customer service. So like I said, from the 21st to the 30th, I'll be out of town. So if you call in like next week, it's because I'm on the Big Island chilling. Looking forward to that. Yeah, it's been crazy out there, though. Maui was on fire, and then Oahu was on fire, like, last night.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know about it, because my wife works, like, that territory. She does, like, she kind of does, like, an Airbnb type of thing, and all their resorts and stuff is over there. They're taking in refugees.
She probably
works
for one
right
of the
now.
Companies. Like, I got a condo through Airbnb, but it's through this company called, let me see on my phone. I think it was Viator. No, it wasn't Viator. Let me see. Evolve. It's called Evolve. And it's just like
okay,
a...
Okay, no. She works for a different company. I forgot.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm like, yeah, but the rep for this company, it was crazy because I called her. I was like, oh, is the Big Island safe and everything? So I'm going to bring my baby boys over. And then they were like, oh, you got to contact your rep, Susan, and she's in Texas. I was like, oh, what the heck? So they gave me her number, and then I'm like calling this lady, Susan Dunlap from Texas, like getting like feedback on what's going on in Hawaii. I'm like, what the hell? It's weird. But I guess those like agencies have that where they kind of outsource like a customer service agent for each location and stuff.
Yeah, that's funny because my wife's company is based out of California, and all the HR ladies are here in Austin. Like her and her boss, they're both here in Austin.
Yeah, there's another company that I went through like that too. I think it's called TripMasters.com, and it's also in Texas. Or like the customer services in Texas, but I used it to book a trip like in Europe, like when I was like 23, 24, it was a while back. But I remember that too. They were all like in Texas. It's weird. It's a good paying area or a good paying industry, I feel, because usually when people are going on vacation, they're pretty much blowing money at that point. Like this trip alone is already costing me like $5,000 and we haven't even gone. So then once you get there, probably spending more. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm looking at going to Las Vegas, next month?
Oh, man.
And just for a hotel, for a bachelor party, it's like, it's like $1,000. I'm like, that's fun.
You're going to have a blast. Vegas is crazy. Have you ever been before?
No.
Oh, man, yeah, because I know you're saying you're from Jersey. That's going to be a culture shock, man. Vegas is insane. Yeah, you're going next month?
Yep.
Yeah. You're going to be like, whoa, this is America? It's crazy. It's wild. Texas is beautiful, too. You got so much freedom, but coming from New York and then adjusting to the freedom you get in Texas, then going to Nevada, like, that's even another level of just, like, wild.
All right.
Yeah. And just stay away from California because that's just horrible. You're right back to, like, New York, but worse. Our New Jersey, but worse. Yeah, it's pretty wild. California's, like, the laws are crazy. It's like hard to get a gun out here or do anything fun, really.
Yeah, I drove through before. I did like a road trip, so I drove through and I stayed in like Sacramento and stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's probably honestly the most beautiful state. I mean, unless you're talking like Hawaii, but just driving PCH, even Sacramento. When you get up there, like Big Sur area, San Francisco, the Bay, or like. Even if you see Yosemite or something like that, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes you feel like an ant in a big playground, you know? Okay. So, but it's good because while we were doing this, I got feedback from Caesar. Caesar said, we won't charge you anything for the call tracking number.
Awesome.
Yep.
That's good to hear.
So we'll include that in your package. I just had to confirm because that's not normally in the Platinum package. Usually something to like upsell you on or you add with our customer service reps. But I feel like for you, it's going to be necessary because your line is not a local line. So at least now if they're seeing Mr. Fix Anything and it comes up with a local number, they're like, okay. And then you already got PIN verified. We're going to do all that for you. So it's like you'll just look like a local business. They won't have to feel like it's somebody out of town or anything crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So let me go and submit. Okay, and then we'll get your domain going. Client interview locked in. Oh, I created the client interview, but I didn't add you to it. Let me just add you to it. And that's going to be over the phone. It's not like you got to, like, FaceTime us or anything. We're not going to get into a Google conference. It'll just be over the phone. But they're going to ask you about 34 set questions about your business. So should be pretty easy. Don't ask anything you want off the top of your head. Okay, and then I'm going to send you a form that you got to fill out. It's called Google Verification Form. I'm going to send that over to you now. And then I'll also send you an outline of the agreement so you can sign off on that. So give me 1 second. Almost done. I'm multitasking. All right, boom.
Me too. I'm ripping out sheetrock while talking to you.
I know, I hear you. I'm like, oh, he's doing something too. Oh, I don't want to distract you, though. I'll have you lose a figure. Had some crazy stuff. One time I was on the phone with this guy and he like started falling off a roof. Another time I had a guy literally get into a car accident. I've heard a guy get pulled over. It's crazy. I'm like, I'm so sorry. He's like, yeah, they're pulling me over. I'll call you back. My bad. Yeah. Be careful. All right, perfect. So I got this squared away. You should have.
Yeah, I just want to get out of here before the owner shows up because.
Okay.
He talks a lot, so he's gonna trap me here.
Oh yeah, he's one of those guys. I hate when I run into those guys at the gym. I have my headphones on for
a
reason.
It's only the gym guys.
Yeah.
Dude, I was so it was one of my gym buds.
The worst.
he had a plumbing problem, and he's just talking my ear off, and I'm like, bro, I'm at Home Depot. What do you need?
He's like,
I don't have any money.
What?
I'm like, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I did a whole, like, I fixed his water heater, and I fixed his cartridge, like the valve stem in the shower. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even charge him.
I'm like, okay,
you're broke.
I would have strangled him. I'd be like, you owe me one. You're paying my membership next month. Like,
yeah. I'm like, next time I see you, you better have cash with you.
Yeah. Better have lunch and a couple of beers at least. Something.
Right? I told him how much it cost. I'm like, yeah, this ain't just like... All right, I'm alive.
Okay, I was like, did he just fall?
It was like a step stool. It's like one step. It's not good.
Oh, my God. All right, let's do this before you kill yourself. All right, so I have the client interview confirmed. I just sent over that form. Did you get it?
Let me check.
Okay.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. So if you click on it, you'll see, like, it's going to ask you for a series of photos. If you're missing anything, it's totally fine. Just fill it out as much as you can. I know you said you plan on getting the license at some point here. I double-checked that before we got into it. So that's fine. They just say fill out as much as you can, and then we're going to submit it. If Google has any problem with us submitting it, like, incompleted, we just bypass it by hopping on a three-way call. So we'll call you, we'll have Google on the line and us, and then we'll just verify you over the phone like that. And bypass it, but we want to try to go this route first. So try to do as much as you can of that, and then last thing I got to do is secure the first month's payment. So how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
Do you guys take credit card?
Yeah, we could take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Perfect. All right, I got Visa.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, well, it's got to be only under your name because we're just going to do the name, address, and phone number. Well, yeah, I was going to say it have the business name, but we're changing the business name right now. So even if it did, it wouldn't match up. But I'm going to send you the receipts digitally every month so that way you can write them off. I know your business is new, but you'll actually get this money back when you file your taxes. You just got to write it off if you're not already.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah. You should get a good CPA. You don't have a tax guy out there yet? I know you
said
this is your first. Okay. I'm going to help you out, man. I'll get you set up. I'll show you how to do a lot of that stuff. I know a couple of CPAs out there that use Google advertising, especially when the tax season rolls around. So I'll, like, they're already a client of ours. I'll set you up, and then we'll have them, you know, get your paperwork squared away. That way you don't end up owing at the end of the year. But you're going to want to write off everything. Like, if you buy that truck, your gas, like, all that stuff. Just, even if it's, like, personal
all,
gas.
All my tools and everything.
Yeah, all of that. All of that. Because you end up, like, not having to pay anything. And then a lot of times you get a refund based on it if it's listed as a business expense. Like, you get incentivized to start a business, really. That's what they want.
Wow. That's perfect.
Yeah. It's the only way you actually, like, get a good deal with the government is if you're a business owner.
Everybody
gets the stick. Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody I know that owns a business is like, don't do it. It's too stressful. It's a pain in the ass. Don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, you do got to keep track of it all, but that's why a lot of people get, like, a business account is because, like, then you have all your charges already documented on that account, and then you just get a printout of it, and you give it to your CPA, and then he deals with it, you know? That's why I'm telling you. It can be really difficult if you don't have the right resources. But a lot of guys are, like, stubborn. Like, instead of just getting professional help from a company like us, they're like, oh, I'll try to figure it out myself. And it's like, all right, dude, like, you want to learn the hard way? Like, we could teach you how to do it as we go. And then, you know. So. All right, but I'm ready for you.
Okay. It is 4147.
4147.
20.
Mm-hmm. 20.
Yeah. 25.
43. 49. 57.
64.
64. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year? 05. 27. Okay, and then three-digit code on the back.
275.
275. Okay, and we use the same merchant processing as Amazon or eBay. But so they're going to want to verify the address. Is the street address the same as the address I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you. Oh, crud. I got to get a security question for you first. Hold on. Okay, so we have a security question on your profile. If you're contacted by one of our reps and you want to verify their identity, you can use the security question as like a little security blanket. Obviously, you don't want to forget it, though, because if you call in and they ask you for it, you'll be locked out of your own account. You'll have to just call me, and then I'll be able to fix it for you. But okay, so you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Shadow.
Shadow. I like that.
Right. Yeah.
Is that cat?
Dog.
Dog? Oh. What kind of dog was it?
It was a beagle. Black. Beagle. It was like almost all black.
Okay. Hence the name Shadow. That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, black cats are pretty common, so that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
It was a cat name. All right. So, boom. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. If I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says all calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Yes. Mr. Fix Anything?
Yes, sir. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Jason Gucci, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Correct.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Jason, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. I already know what you currently have. It's just saying like after today, like we're going to create a whole new Google business profile, Bing profile. Everything's going to be done from scratch, even your website. But if you're going to add anything, let us know so we can make sure that they're not, like, duplicating any of the online listings or touching any of the stuff we created for you. I also don't want you paying for something that you already have. So, I mean, you shouldn't need anything else, really. Like, if you look at the Platinum Bundle, the only way to go up from here would be to do, like, additional Google Ads or Google Guarantee later down the line, which we could grow you into. Cool. But you shouldn't need anything. But the whole point of that is we don't want you to have two of them floating around or cause any discrepancy where we're kind of wondering what the heck happened to your website, who touched it, you know, and we can't fix it, you know. So I know you're Mr. Fix Anything, but we can't fix anything if we don't know what's going on. So. So then it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 17th of 2023. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a custom website design for you, so it's an upgraded version of the site that normally comes with that package, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. Okay, the website upgrade was no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 17th day, but it'll stay in the discounted price of $299. So that's an indefinite discount. Okay, you'll have that rate as long as you're with us. It states in the fine print here you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle as a courtesy, right? We just want to stop it rather than reverse it. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think you'll be canceling anytime soon, but just full disclosure.
Nope.
Yeah. And then it does say, upon your initial payment authorization, you receive a welcome text message. I think you have that already. It'll say, like, Jason, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah.
Okay. So, no worries, bud. I'm just letting you know, there's an outline of the agreement there in writing. Try to sign off on that as quickly as you can. I know you're trying to get out of this job before this guy shows up, so, you know, just make you aware of that, and then obviously the form that I sent you to, I'll let you wrap that up, and then I'm going to circle back with you here in an hour and 15 minutes to knock out your client interview.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, you have our customer service line in there. It's attached to every text that you got from us. And then I also put my direct number and extension in there. So I'll be here to walk you through it if you need anything. Obviously not from the 21st okay. to the 30th, but after that, moving forward. All right, Jason. Well, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for all your advice and everything. Appreciate it, man. You have a great day.
I'm looking forward to working with you. I'm going to get you some information on a good CPA, too, man. I think that's going to make you bulletproof if we could get a good tax guy and then, like I said, get those licensing and insurance in place as we go, too. That'll kind of just further legitimize you. So we'll walk you through it.
Sweet. Awesome.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.